Episode 124.
Late Night Internet Marketing.
This week on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast, we talk about a couple of productivity hacks. We talk about canonical URLs and HTTPS. That's a mouthful. And we've got an internet marketing fortune cookie. All this and more on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
The Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
You've been working for somebody else, but you want a business to run yourself. You want to know how to start and where to begin. Can you get out your comfort zone, my friend? Yes, you can do it right when it's late at night.
And now, broadcasting late at night from a little studio in the big state of Texas, your host, Mark Mason.
Hey, I hope you are having an absolutely fantastic day. My name is Mark Mason, and I'm on the mic from Dallas, Texas, talking to you about internet marketing and all that that implies. Very excited to be back today, because today represents 6 months without missing a weekly episode of the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast. Very excited about that. You know, I doubled down. I recommitted to the show back in September of 2016. It's now the end of January 2017, and I'm counting on my fingers, and I think that's right at 6 months. So that's super cool. I'm very excited. Thank you guys so much for being a part of this show and, you know, being part of the journey. Listenership is way up. I was joking with Cliff, as it turns out that if you actually publish content, people will listen sometimes if it's halfway decent. And I hope I'm at least hitting the halfway decent mark with you guys here on the podcast. So thank you so much. And if you're feeling the love, like I'm feeling the love, you know about the love. If you're feeling the love, go to latenightim.com/love. And that will, L-O-V-E, and that will give you an opportunity to tweet out the fact that you love the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast. I'd really appreciate that. Again, so fired up to have been with you consistently for the last 6 months, and I hope that's added some value for you, because you guys add a tremendous amount of value for me. I really appreciate all the feedback and stuff. Again, latenightim.com/love. I would love to hear from you in that way.
And now, it's time to hear what listeners just like you are thinking. Late night listener feedback.
So I got a question from Gil Horton at the listener feedback hotline at support@latenightim.com. And Gil was trying to figure out, he noticed in search that all of a sudden, for no reason whatsoever that he could figure out, some of his search results were showing up in Google as HTTPS, S as in Sam, instead of HTTP. And he had done nothing to cause that to happen, at least nothing that he knew about. And the weird thing was, those links were working. Now, this was accompanied, and the reason that he noticed this was because all of a sudden, one day, his website dropped out of the search rankings, traffic to a particular page in his site died. And I say his website dropped out, this particular page that he was watching, the traffic died, and now it's back. But when he looks in the index, as he was kind of investigating to see what happened, he sees that Google has listed his site as HTTPS, as in Sam. And so, You know, we talked about the importance of HTTPS and the emphasis that Google is putting on that back in episode 114. And you can find that by going to latenightim.com/114. I'll put a link to that in the show notes. And we talked about the fact that in order to get your site to HTTPS, you need to get a certificate and basically redirect the URLs on your site so that that all works perfectly. And the strange thing is, at least in Gil's case, he doesn't believe that he's done anything. Now, I checked out his site. I took a look at it. It's a very cool site. And HTTPS is working just fine throughout his site. I checked several pages on the site. They all come up on HTTPS, and they all appear to be working fine with the possible exception of his homepage. He has one of those post sliders on his homepage, you know, where the images fly by. That was looking a little wonky on the HTTPS side. And the question is, how did this happen? I mean, if Gil didn't do anything, what happened? And I suspect, and I don't know, and I haven't talked to Gil about this, but I suspect maybe his website host just decided to go ahead and enable, probably across their whole platform, HTTPS. There's a big move afoot with Let's Encrypt, and based on comments that Google has made to kind of make this happen. And most webmasters don't care, don't know, and don't have the technical expertise to do this. So I suspect what you're going to be seeing in a lot of cases is that web hosts are going to proactively enable HTTPS for websites in the same way that oftentimes you'll find that they proactively update software, proactively update WordPress and so forth. I imagine we'll get to that where you can't really even have an HTTP site unless you're smart enough technically to force that to occur. So that's the first thing. That's what I expect happen. And it looks to me like, based on the fact that on the way this is implemented, maybe everything's not quite exactly right on Gil's site. So that's the first thing. So the next question is, well, how did they even find the HTTPS pages? Because Gil's not linking to the site that way. No one else is. In fact, I checked the backlinks to the page in question, and there are no HTTPS backlinks to this page. They're all the backlinks coming into that page are actually HTTP. And after doing a little research, what I found is that Google is preferring HTTPS so strongly that in some cases when they're crawling sites, they're actually testing to see if both versions of the web page are available. And if they are, they're preferring the HTTPS version of the page. So what I will say is that somehow Google found this version of the page and decided to prefer it over the HTTP version. And I'm guessing that that may be why Gil saw a temporary change in the rankings, that as Google was making that switch, perhaps the page went down for a while and then back up again while they were sorting all that out. That's just a theory, but that's what I kind of suspect. And so that's all very interesting. And the question is, what do you do about it? What can you do to fix it? And the answer is first in the form of a question, what does fixed mean in this case? And for me, for my money, if I were running Gil's site, I might consider just going ahead and understanding why HTTPS is working, perhaps by sending a ticket into the help desk for my web host and saying, hey, man, how come this is working? And then I would make sure that it's working correctly, particularly checking out this slider on the homepage and making sure that the images that are being served for that slider are okay for HTTPS and are being redirected properly. Maybe what's needed is that simple SSL redirect plugin that I mentioned in episode 114. You can go back and listen to that. And then once I was sure everything was working okay, I would do the work that was needed to let Google know that HTTPS is actually the preferred location for the website. And we talk about how to do that again in episode 114. And particularly if you want to, if you're using the Yoast SEO plugin, you can go into the settings of the Yoast SEO plugin and force HTTP or HTTPS in the overall settings for your website. You're setting the so-called canonical URL structure to HTTP or HTTPS. And as of this podcast, you can find that in Yoast SEO under SEO extensions canonical settings. And your three choices are default, force HTTP, and force HTTPS. But since Google is preferring HTTPS, and you're already sort of almost there as far as that site working with HTTPS, I'd clean all that up and go ahead and make the move to HTTPS. So that's my recommendation. Some interesting stuff there. And Gil, good luck to you. And I hope your rankings hold up for you and everything's cool. And I hope that helps you.
Direct from the Orient, it's time for the Internet Marketing Fortune Cookie.
Okay, so this is one of my favorites, the Internet Marketing Fortune Cookie. And I tell you, I haven't had as many fortune cookies lately. One reason is I've been experimenting with intermittent fasting. This is kind of something that's been fascinating me for a while here. There's a whole nother podcast episode about intermittent fasting and ketogenic diets and a lot of stuff that I've been interested in. I love science, and a lot of these guys are really starting to unpack the science around nutrition. So I've been eating less Chinese food lately, certainly less carbohydrates like rice and stuff. So I don't have as many fortune cookies, but I got one and I love it. It says, "Tomorrow will be a productive day. Don't oversleep." Now, of course, we do the Internet Marketing Fortune Cookie because we know in our heart of hearts, we deeply believe that everything that you need to know about internet marketing can be learned from fortune cookies. In fact, you could just probably shut off this podcast and go buy a bag of fortune cookies and crack them open and you'd have everything you need to know. Now, I don't want you to do that. What I want you to do, though, is think about this fortune cookie. Tomorrow will be a productive day. Don't oversleep. Now, I get so many things from this. One is, I told you in the last episode when we were talking about the fact that I didn't do well at 4 a.m. that I carry around my own weather. And I think this idea that making the statement that tomorrow will be a productive day is one of these carry around your own weather things. Look, today may have been really crummy. You may not have gotten done what you wanted to get done. You may have had a setback today. It may have been the worst day of the month, but tomorrow's a new day. Sun's going to come up tomorrow. And if you're Pat Flynn, you're going to be up before the sun. We can debate whether or not that's a good idea, but tomorrow's another day. And if you go ahead and decide tomorrow is going to be a productive day, there's probably a pretty good chance that you're going to be able to make that happen. What I tell my 10-year-old when he's talking to me about baseball and how good a hitter he is or whether or not he's going to be able to make a certain pitch is, if you say you can or you say you can't, you're right. I mean, if you tell me that you can't throw the changeup and make it go over the plate, well, that's what's going to happen. But if you decide that you can do it, that's probably what's going to happen for you. A lot of mental attitude stuff going on here. So if you decide tomorrow is going to be a productive day, your chances of actually achieving that are much, much greater. Again, this is one of those kind of Zig Ziglar kind of things where you just decide what it is that you want to happen and you've already got a leg up on making something happen. So that's highly recommended. Don't oversleep. You know, don't throw away your shot. Don't toss away your opportunities as they come to you. Be ready to seize those opportunities each and every day. And I tell you, something that goes along with this is, especially for those of us that are working in the margins and on the side and doing this side hustle thing, every little bit that you can do counts because it adds up over time. And I tell you, I've been doing this a long time, and there are things that I did 7 years ago that are still generating cash for me today that help fund this operation and help get me excited about turning on the recorder. So those little incremental things that you do over time, if they're done right and you know you've got a good plan and you've got focus and all these other good things, that's going to add up to something fantastic, even if it takes a while for it to happen. It's the integration of those efforts over time that are really excited. So remember, everything you need to know about being successful in internet marketing can be learned from a fortune cookie. Tomorrow will be a productive day. Do not oversleep.
This week, in the world of internet marketing news. Internet marketing news.
So you guys know I try to keep an eye on what's going on in the news for you. And sometimes in these news articles that I try to keep a review of for you guys, I see tips that I think are really good. Some of these authors really get it. And there was a guest post, some contributed article on Search Engine Land from a guy named David Freeman. Now, David works at a company that does SEO solutions and stuff like that. Okay, so he's an SEO professional, does this stuff for a living. And he talks about SEO priorities for the new year. And I thought this article was spot on. He breaks this up into two things: big projects and quick wins. And I think these things are awesome for you to be considering for your site. So I wanted to go over them with you real quick. Props to David. This is a great article, and I'm put a link to it in the show notes. And so you can check this out in detail over in Search Engine Land. First thing he says is, log into Google Search Console and read what's there. And I think that's great. There's all kinds of stuff over there that Google will tell you about how they view your site that you can fix and make them love you more. And I definitely recommend this from an SEO perspective. If you have not submitted your site to Google Search Console, which used to be called Google Webmaster Tools, you need to pause this recording and go ahead and do that right now. I'll wait while you do that. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to wait, but you really need to do that. If you're not in Google Search Console, you need to be, because if something happens, they will notify you. And so that will really help you. It'll tell you about crawl errors and resources that can't be accessed and whether or not your pages are okay for mobile and all kinds of stuff. Even give you some HTML improvement recommendations. So you definitely need to do that. David also recommends a content gap analysis. I think that's a great idea. Now, I'm going to depart from David a little bit. And this content gap analysis, which if you have a marketing staff, is something human beings can do. This kind of idea has moved into software, and there are some amazing tools for this now. In fact, Ahrefs, one of my favorite tools that I absolutely love, which you can check out and get a 2-week free trial, I think, still from latenightim.com/Ahrefs. They have a content gap analysis tool. It's in the left-hand sidebar. It's really cool. And it will show you maybe some places where, from a search perspective, you need to grow some content. If you do this kind of analysis, you can use that to create an editorial calendar for the entire year. And the question you're really asking is, at the end of this year, what would you like to be able to say about the content of your website? What are the big hitters that are missing? What do you need to really flush out? I have such a plan for late night internet marketing that I'm working in 2017, and you should too for your website. You should have an idea of what you wish for at the end of the year, and you should be chugging away by creating this kind of content throughout the year. And that will really make a big difference, because again, these things integrate over time, like we were talking about before. And if you just keep chunking away, you'll be surprised at what you can build. Now, he also talks about some larger projects, and some of these are things that we've talked about before. For example, David mentions you should go ahead and switch your site over to HTTPS this year, like we were just talking about. Again, you can get some deets on that in episode 114 over at latenightim.com/114. And he also talks about the fact that you should consider enabling accelerated mobile pages. Now, I've been playing with this a little bit on latenightim.com. I've got a couple of pages indexed by Google where AMP is enabled, and that number should go up. And when I get some results on that, I will let you know how that goes. It's pretty easy to do now, but it's, you know, I don't have results yet. So when I get some results, I promise you, we will talk about accelerated mobile pages for search. The other thing that David recommends is make sure your site is mobile friendly. We've talked about that many times before. I, of course, recommend that you go with a theme that's fully mobile responsive. I use Divi. I love it. I still love it. I love it even more. In a future episode, we're going to talk about how Divi is so good that it started to change my view of lead pages. And so we're going to talk about that in a future episode. But for now, suffice it to say that it's super important that you make sure that your site is mobile friendly. In fact, Google's long-range plan, and I don't think it's in the very long range, is to switch Google, the Google index, from a desktop first index to a mobile first index. You know, the whole thing right now is sort of built on the assumption that the desktop user is most important. I see them flipping that in 2018, perhaps. And so you might as well go ahead and get ready for that now. So great article. Shout out to David Freeman at Search Engine Land. And again, a link to that article in the show notes. Good job, David.
It's time to get to work building your internet business one night at a time.
So the last thing I wanted to talk to you about today was I wanted to unpack the success story around 6 straight months of the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast. I know there are those of you out there that are listening to this that have been with me literally since episode 1 of what we used to call the Mason World Internet Marketing Podcast, and it was hosted at masonworld.com, and that was back in 2009. You can still find that episode online. I do not recommend that you do that. It's very frightening to listen to that. And I've been on again and off again, sometimes off for 6 months at a time, never really been able to string a whole bunch of episodes together due to all kinds of excuses. I mean, I've got an excuse for every day of the week. And so many times I restarted and said, this is the time that I'm serious. I mean, it resembled a weight loss program, you know, where I'd lose 10 pounds, but then I'd fall off the wagon and gain them back. And so I wanted to understand, well, what is it about this time? What's different about this time? And I came to realize there are probably 3 things in increasing order of importance. Number one is, at this time in 2017, I am more serious about late night internet marketing as a business than I ever have been before. Very excited about it, loved working on it, and I'm just in that space more than I ever have been before. Excited about talking to you guys. I'm feeling it. Okay, so that's one thing. Now, I've been there before, so that's not, you know, this is not the newest thing in the world, but I would say, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm at an 11 on excitement about everything that's possible online and about this show and about the late night internet marketing brand, about the coming affiliate marketing course that I'm working on in addition to this podcast. The knob is turned up to 11. She goes to 11.
Yeah, the numbers all go to 11. Look. Right across the board. Oh. 11, oh, 11,
and most of
11.
And amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it?
I, for those of you that haven't seen Spinal Tap, I recommend that you go do that right away. And so that's sort of where I am. That's one thing. I think that's the least important of the 3 things. The second thing is, with the podcast as a priority, I developed a process for preparing it. And that process is a sort of a checklist of things that have to be done. And what I've done is I've scheduled those out over time. So I might be working on the episode title and the main components, what the show's going to be about, 2 weeks ahead of time, two shows ahead of time, while for the next show, I'm actually working on the outline for the show that's even going to air before that. I'm working on the actual recording or editing of the show. So I might be working on multiple shows at once. And that works for me because I've got this great checklist that I manage in Ulysses. We've talked about that before in a previous episode. That was episode 111 on content workflows back in October. So I've got this flow that allows me to work on whatever I'm thinking about at the time. So if I have an episode idea, but I can't get to it for a month, I can put that out in time in Ulysses. And if I need to work on the show notes for this episode, I can work on that and I can switch back and forth. And so since I have that flexibility, then I schedule days out through the week. And so Tuesday nights are always the night that I finish editing the podcast for the next week. And if that's already done, then I do the one before that and so forth. So bottom line is I have a process. It's not ad hoc generation of podcast episodes. It's a production process for creating content. And this can apply to you just like it applies to me, whether you're a blogger or a podcaster or you're creating video content or whatever. If you're struggling with that content, one of the things that I suggest to you, actually two things, is to have an editorial calendar that goes out very far in time and to systematize the creation of your content. Now, a lot of people talk about batching, and to be honest with you, I don't batch my podcast. I know some of my friends, they'll sit down and record four podcast episodes at a time. I don't do that. It doesn't work for me. I don't generally have big blocks of time. So what I've done is I've adapted a workflow process that works for me. And I think that same idea should apply to you. You've got to adapt some process, whatever you're going to do. It needs to work for you, obviously. So that's the second thing. Great workflow. But here's the third thing. Here's the big thing. My mastermind gives me a lot of grief when I don't do what I say I'm going to do. I mean, I just dread the idea of having to go to those guys and explain why I haven't published a podcast episode. I will never forget standing in front of Ray Edwards, who I hadn't known for very long, at the speaker party at Social Media Marketing World. By the way, I'm going to be at Social Media Marketing World in March. If you want to come see me, I'd love to see you there. Standing there in front of Ray at the speaker party and having him come up to me and say, "Hey, man, is your feed broken? Because I haven't seen an episode from you in a while." And I just wanted to crawl in a hole. Not because, you know, Ray wasn't being mean, right? He was providing the accountability that I so desperately needed to kind of get my stuff together, right? And that's what good friends do. And so that kind of accountability, you can have that too. I mean, you just need people, like-minded people that are enthusiastic about what you're doing to have that kind of accountability relationship. And so I strongly recommend that. That's item number three. And the biggest one for me is I've committed to do this, to be consistent with the podcast publishing. And I don't want to let my friends down. They're expecting integrity from me regarding that. And so I think that can work for you too. And if you're struggling to get things done, to meet your commitments, look for an accountability partner, someone who understands what it is that you're trying to accomplish and will hold you accountable in a loving way. So hope that helps. All right. So that about wraps it up for today. So what did we learn today? Well, we learned a couple of things. One is there's an opportunity for you to kind of audit your site and get some SEO lift by doing some good house cleaning here at the beginning of the year. And that's well outlined in an article over at Search Engine Land that's in the show notes. We talked about this kind of thing that's going on with Gil, and that reminded us that HTTPS probably should be on our list. We also talked a little bit about canonical URLs, and that's a topic that we might get to in the future again, because it's really important for SEO that you not have multiple URLs going to the same content. And so canonical URLs are something that you can control with the Yoast SEO plugin and something that you'd certainly need to pay attention to. And we talked about the importance of seizing the day, having the right mental attitude, and going and crushing some stuff. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to get up tomorrow, and I want you to recognize that it's going to be a productive day for you tomorrow, and I want you to not oversleep. Ciao.
You can do it right when it's late at night.
You've been listening to the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
Be sure to visit latenightpodcast.com today to leave feedback for Mark. Download special bonus content, access the show notes, and more. See you there.
Until then, go and make some great progress on your internet business. One night at a time.
One night at a time.
All right. It's been a cool week. I went to Amazon and I got a book called 50 Guitar Songs That Everyone Should Know How to Play or something like that. I can't quite remember what it was. And then I downloaded all 50 songs on Apple Music. God, I love that. I love the idea of that, that I can just arbitrarily identify 50 songs that I want and just jam them in a playlist in their mind. So these things like Spotify and not mine, but you know what I mean. I can listen to them whenever I want. These things like Spotify and Apple Music, I just love that. And so now I have this playlist that I listen to in my car when I'm not listening to podcasts, and I'm kind of, you know, familiarizing myself with this music. And at the same time, I've got this fake book with, tab for all these songs in, and I'm learning to play some new guitar songs. So that's really cool. I'm enjoying that. But the other thing that I'm doing that I mentioned in this episode is I've been experimenting with this intermittent fasting, which is really cool. And not just doing it because I picked up a book, on intermittent fasting diets. I've really been doing some real research and kind of checking that out. And it looks like for guys like me that are 40 something years old, creeping up on 50, and just year after year putting on pounds, you know, a few pounds every year, a lot of that is actually due to things that are going on with insulin. And intermittent fasting and ketogenic diets are ways to really get control of insulin levels in your body. And so it's a very interesting kind of body hack. Turns out, you know, fasting, if you know anything about paleo diets and stuff, this is very common. I mean, you didn't have anything to eat until you went out and killed it. It's really interesting, and it's helping me lose a ton of weight relatively quickly. And I could certainly see that intermittent fasting could be something that I did for the rest of forever. One cool thing is if you end up skipping lunch, that's $10 or $15 in an hour and a half that you just got back. So that's really awesome. All right. Ciao.
Late night internet marketing.
Hey, it's Mark again. I wanted to tell you one more time about this absolutely free resource that I have for helping people who are trying to get the big picture for internet marketing, actually get started and understand what all their choices are. If that's not you, there's no more content. You can skip to the end. But if you're someone who came to this podcast because you're searching for how to get started online and you just can't cut through all the noise, I get it. That was me in 2007 when I was trying to get started. There were so many people throwing offers at me that I really couldn't even understand what all the different business models were. I couldn't understand how money moved around on the internet. And I couldn't really get a grip on what direction I wanted to go in so I could figure out how to move forward. I've created a free video resource for you just for that purpose at latenightim.com/explain. In several short videos, I just explained to you what internet marketing is all about and what online business is all about and the different options that you have for starting an online business. There's nothing to buy there. You just sign up for access and you get the videos just like that. So if that's interesting to you, or if you know someone who's in a same situation, send them that link, latenightim.com/explain. And let me know what you think. I'd love to hear what people are thinking that are in the exact same position that I was in more than a decade ago in 2007. In some ways, it seems like yesterday. And in some ways, it seems like an entire lifetime ago. Again, that's latenightim.com/explain.
Late night internet marketing.